Ready to amp up your happiness? Welcome to Joy Break, your source for joyful content and practical life strategies. And now, here's your host, Catherine Walker.
I'm a hot mess. These past few weeks have been brutal with my mom on hospice, then having her pass, planning a funeral, now learning to live without her. I'm a complete mess. If a stranger asks how I'm doing today, I start to cry. It's pretty awful. I've thought of countless things I want to tell her. She was part of my daily life, so it's hard to get back to normal. In the past, when I think of the term hot mess, I think of it in a benign way. The woman whose house is messy. The mother who is wrapping the birthday gift in the car curbside before going into the party. The chica who is dropping stuff because her bag is open and her hands are full. I can relate to her. I feel for her. I definitely can be her. A real hot mess. But I would say usually I'm more of a warm mess. Hashtag lukewarm mess. My mother was not a hot mess or a lukewarm mess. She ran a tight ship. She was calendar controlled and completely organized. When we sorted and divided up her house, we went through every drawer and closet and only produced 2 bags of trash. My mom was quality. Only 2 bags of nothingness got produced in her entire house. Hashtag not a lukewarm mess. I pray for my girls who will curse my name as they go through my closets and drawers one day. I leave the clothes in the washer way more times than I care to admit. I have expired stuff in my fridge. I RSVP past the date. I have junk drawers, plural, not just one. So I'm typically on the skinny edge of a hot mess. But I think it's just simmering, not boiling. If this sounds familiar, I think it's important to remember that even when some areas of your life are falling apart, not every area of your life is. Your weight might be up, but your credit score is good. Your job might be sucky, but your friends are awesome. Your dog might be sick, but your daughter is pregnant. Your skin might be sagging, but your hair is shiny. Your mom might have died, but your husband has been a rock for you. There is balance going on in life. There is darkness, but also light. My nephew is currently in the hospital, and it is a very sad and scary time for our family on this note as well. So I am praying hard and also counting up my blessings, praying for his 100% complete recovery, but also thankful for the health of my kids. Perspective is a powerful thing. I just told one of my joy coaching clients that a medical crisis is the quickest way to prioritize your life. The passport renewal, the library book returns, the podcast episode needing to be written, they all become back burner items. Driving to Houston to be there for your nephew and sister is the priority. Being with your mom while she is on hospice, priority. There is clarity in knowing what's the most important thing to do right now. All the rest shuffles to stage left. It just isn't that important. It seems trivial and insignificant. Okay, time for a joy break. This one is titled Sidewalk Benjamins. My sister Rebecca once asked our mom how she would communicate with her after she died. Rebecca told mom she had a friend that got pennies from heaven from her mother. My mom said, "Oh Lord, you wouldn't notice a penny, Rebecca. I'd have to drop $100 bills for you to notice." Rebecca said, "Well, that sounds great. I hope you think of me often." Okay, break's over. So as I struggle to lose someone I've loved my whole life, I will continue to be a hot mess. And then maybe, just maybe, if I'm lucky, I'll get back to my lukewarm mess status. We can boost our joy in times of sorrow when we hold tight to the good stuff. My friend Karen told me, the pain you are feeling right now is because of how good the relationship was. You had a very good mom for 51 years. I have held on to this thought many times these past few weeks. It hurts because she was so lovely. My challenge for you is to find the good. Name it. Say it out loud. Even when you are feeling blue, there are areas of your life that are good. Solid. Claim the good in the midst of the bad. Hashtag lukewarm mess. It's okay to fall apart in some area of life. You have others to catch you.
Like what you heard today? Grab a copy of Catherine's book or ebook, Boosting Your Joy, on Amazon. If you'd like for Catherine to come speak at your next group or company event, contact her directly at boostingyourjoy.com. That's boostingyourjoy.com.